Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah! Look at that. That's a series dub, my friends.
Doomer likes what he saw.
Doomer. I'm not going to be the doomer. I never doom, Ben. It's an emotional condom for me. That's what I do. I cover myself in emotional rubber, like a Trojan.
You put armor on to shield your feelings from getting hurt or disappointed by your baseball team.
That's right. You finally get it. You finally understand what your old pal Woodsy's all about. Welcome in, everybody, and happy Thursday to you. Staring down the barrel of 5 straight hours of content for you, our beloved listeners, our tier ones, the reason that we get out of bed in the morning. For you guys, 5 straight hours, 300 minutes, right? Is that right? Yeah, 300 minutes of just prattling on and prognosticating about our local baseball club and some other things in this show, certainly. Good morning, all. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindl, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, Pally. We've got Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joining us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, and happy Masters opening round Thursday, everybody.
Happy Masters Day to you. Happy Masters Day to my dad. I think he's so engrossed in it already, he hasn't even texted me back. I texted him, happy Masters Day, and he didn't write back yet. So hopefully he's okay. Like I said, he's probably very engrossed in the early goings out at Augusta, Georgia. But listen, what do you guys think of my new haircut that my lady gave me, the Freddie Freeman, yesterday? We have the roast on Friday. Can you give me the Roger Maris, please? We have the roast on Friday, and I was getting a little bit fluffy on the sides. Really was where it was at. It was the sides were a little gray, a little puby, a little puffy. So I texted her. I said, can I come in today and get a little cleaned up? She said, sure, no problem. So I go in, I said, I'm actually pretty good with the length up top. I'm pretty good. But I'd really like it a little bit higher and tighter around the sides. She said, no problem. And we get to chatting. We've got kids in the same class. Her son is in Bo's class. And I've known them. They were in preschool together. So she's a dear friend. She goes, I'm going to do a little texturing on the top. Oh, okay, sounds good. Whatever. You do what you have to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when listeners tell me how to do radio. I don't really take kindly to it. You know?
So you asked me what I think. Is this a trick question or is this, I don't know. This is something that my wife will ask. How do I look? And I never know how to answer. What do you want me to say?
Well,
just tell me what you want me to say.
I mean, she gave me the Roger Maris. I look like Roger Maris in 1961.
I was going to say Ed Grimley.
Who is Ed Grimley?
Martin Short from Saturday Night Live, where it starts to come up to a point a little bit.
I mean, that's really because of the headphones.
Is that what's causing that?
Okay. Yeah. So I just looked in the mirror when I woke up this morning, and I said I look like Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman has a flat top, and that's what I feel like I have right now. Now, maybe it'll grow out before Friday, just a little bit. It's really all I need. Carlos said, I had that hairdo in 2015. I get it, 100%. At 49 years old, I'm mostly just elated to have hair.
Right.
Yeah, that hasn't fallen out. I haven't.
You have good hair.
I do. I'm very happy with my hair. So I'm happy with it, and it'll always grow out.
And I do think that, you know, if you really want the hair to look good in a few days, you want it to be a little short now.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fine.
Had she trimmed the sides and everything, I feel like on top would have been too big and pointy. So I think, you know, I think it will be fine by Friday. Do I keep the beard for the event? Does it look okay?
I don't know. Did you give up 9 runs in 3 innings?
I did not. No, I've given up no runs.
Then maybe you can keep the beard.
Orthodox says, I feel like you look the same. All right, well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
I was going to say, Paulie, he often says, I got a haircut, and I don't really notice.
Yeah.
He looks kind of the same
almost all the time. Yeah, let's be honest. You're not the world's most observant person.
Hair.
Ever.
Hair.
Right? I've been wearing a shirt. This is funny that you bring this up. I actually mentioned it to my wife. Not today. Today's plain black. When I went to Vegas, I went to see Deftones play, and I bought a shirt, and in the shirt is this... It's the picture on the front. It says Deftones at the top. And there's a woman's hand. And she's got bright red nails. And in her hand is this phallic snake. And she's holding this snake. And it's very, very obvious what it's referring to. I've worn it like 4 times since. And I sit like this. And I stare at Ben. And I wait for him to notice the woman holding the penis.
Is that the white shirt that says Deftones across the front?
Correct.
I've seen the shirt.
He's never mentioned you have a penis snake hand.
You know what? I haven't looked at the picture at all. I see Deftones. I guess my eyes go toward words, not pictures.
This was a test. Yes, you failed. You failed dramatically. You failed the test. So you're not the world's most observant. Paulie is more observant, but Paulie sits way over there.
I literally have a computer screen.
It's right
like,
in
I can see
my gullet
from your chin.
You
down,
see from my
I see nothing.
You see from my turkey neck up, and that's it. So you can't see my clothes. So I will sit sometimes like this to Ben.
All right, Woods. That's very black shirt you're wearing today.
It is very black.
Very black.
It's very black. But yeah. So listen, it's just something to work on, right? You know, like we have at the top of our rundown. It's just be curious.
I see that. I understand. I could be more observant. At the same time, you don't need to be up in everybody's business about what they're wearing. I mean, you know,
sure you do. It's where you do a radio show. That's exactly what you need to be doing. I comment on your clothes every day. Yes, it's exactly. That's what the gig is. You got to be observant. Is all I'm saying. So you didn't notice the haircut. Paulie, what do you think of the Freddie Freeman? Does it look the same?
Just a little bit? I think it looks
good. All right. I think it looks all right. Yeah. Kurt says, at least you have hair. Team bald. Kurt, if my hair starts falling out, you guys may not see me again. And I mean all of you. I may go deep into the woods in shame. I'm going to have a hard time with it. I really need it to hang on until I'm gone. That's what I really, really need. I need it, and I could wear a hat.
Deep into the Woods would be a great segment name somehow.
Actually, I'll pass. I don't want anybody going deep into the woods, all right? Pass.
Not Mike Schilt, even? He wants to go.
No.
Wants to go fast, but wants to go slow.
Especially
he wants
Mike
to go
Schilt.
Deep
no,
especially. Into the woods.
He's the last guy I would let in the woods. I'm going to be honest with you, Ben. Dominic said, me too, Kurt. Team bald. Dominic actually looks really good as a bald guy. Really, really good. Some guys can pull it off. I'm not one of them. My wife says that I look like a thumb, and now imagine a thumb with no hair, just like a thumb. Yeah. Look.
For the side view thumb.
Thumb.
Oh, yeah. I see that now.
Yeah, look. Yeah. Here.
I was thinking it was a front view thumb, but
nope.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah, there's definitely.
She says I look like a thumb.
You're the top of your head kind of tilts back a little bit.
It's crazy.
The thumb.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Mm. Deep into the woods would be a good therapy session bit for you guys to do. I'm looking for a new bit, and I had an idea, and I have to, you know, we have to flesh it out. But
lost
it's been,
in the woods?
It's been
it's not bad?
It's been something I wanted to do for a while. And I would like to do an advice-type segment, right? I want to do advice. Is something wrong?
No.
Oh. I want to do an advice-type segment, you know, for all of us. Oh, is he watching the Masters?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
It's not on.
I'm making sure that he does.
Oh, okay. Paulie went and got the remote like a dad. I was like, what the hell is Paulie doing? So I want to do an advice-type segment. You know, maybe once a week, once a day. I don't know what it is, but we collect and gather emails.
We give advice or we take
no,
it?
No, we give. Well, no. We take enough advice.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to give advice. Not just me. Me, you, and Paul. All of us. Like, lean on us for something. You know, whether it's relationship, whether it's, you know, new job, something. I feel like I want to do that. I think it would be entertaining.
Like Frasier. Hello,
yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah, like Frasier.
I'm listening.
That's it. That's exactly it. And like we put out the Ben and Woods, hey, make sure on Monday you email us if you have any questions, crazy things that happen, if you need advice on something. Because I feel like we can offer a lot of different perspectives.
But is this not what's wrong with the world? People offering unsolicited.
This is solicited.
Solicited, but unqualified opinions.
Oh,
we're not trained as therapists. We don't really know their life situation. Are we qualified to be giving advice to people?
As qualified as Adam Carolla was to do it the radio for 100 years. As qualified as anybody.
It's a good segment. Will we change lives? I don't know.
I mean, maybe. You never know. But if we say something and it clicks in someone's head like, oh no, man, you're going about this the wrong way. Try it this way. You know, because I'm constantly wanting to learn and improve, and I think people out there do as well.
Therapy Thursdays, San Diego's concierge and therapist.
Yeah, and Alex says if people call in, they're not looking for qualified opinions necessarily.
That's a good point.
They just want to know what we think. So I've been wanting to do
every
that.
Everyman opinions. I'm not really an everyman. Let's not be. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, that's true. San Diego's concierge and therapist. I'm all the way in.
We'll get business cards printed for you.
I've been getting some concierge questions lately. That should be a bit as well. San Diego's concierge is. We really should be leaning into that more. I do feel like, much to my chagrin, but I do think it's a good bit. Ben, you could do budgeting advice, things like that. So yeah, let's kick it around together. And then of course the tier ones can kick it around as well. If you have anything, you know, fire it our way and maybe we'll give it a little test run in the next couple of days. We got nothing to do. You know, there's no game today. Be a great day to call in. Yeah. Like Andy says, the best Stern segments are when people call in for advice. 100%. It's something we've never really done in 7 years. So I'd like to do that. That's something I have been thinking
Landshark,
a lot
not
about.
Fantasy baseball advice.
I can help you a little fantasy baseball if you wanted to, but I'd like something a little deeper.
Actually, like no sports at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, no sports at all. Dominic says, first submission. Hi, Woods. I live in Victorville, and I have the hots for a married woman. I think I know who this came from. This would be from my buddy Russ. That wants a taste of
Russ,
my missus.
Hey, when you see something in life you want. Go for it, man.
Russ, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not, buddy. Stop chumming Twitter with creepy messages. That's my advice to you. And go look for real love, because it's out there. Doomslayer says, do War of the Roses. Doomslayer, that's a fake bit. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to do the radio thing where it's like, hey, man, here's the topic. Let's have our buddy call in and be like, hey, Ben, I really need some help with blank. That happens all the time. Flip onto a local morning show right now. If you hear a caller, I bet you $100 it's paid. It's a paid caller. We don't want to do that. We want real tier ones with real problems that need real answers.
Well, there's a chance the person on the other side of the line is doing it for free, but it's a setup call.
It's a setup call. War of the Roses. Yeah, it's a fake bit. You know, it's a good bit. It's a good bit. It's an absolutely good bit. But it's like, you know, you watch Seinfeld, you know, those aren't real people, right? Those are actors. Same thing with War of the Roses. I don't look at Seinfeld and go, this isn't a documentary? What the hell?
Woods, can you tell me how to install my windshield wipers?
Yes, I can. Come to my house and have my wife do it for you. She will do it for you. So, yeah, this is something to noodle on, Benjamin.
All right. Well, I mean, if advice is the wave of the future, I'm not going to stand in everybody's way.
I would like to get some of your wisdom, you know, some of your wisdom. And Paulie's a wise person. For a guy Paulie's age, right, Paulie has really, really good advice. I've leaned on Paulie for advice for many, many years.
He's got a good head on
his
shoulders.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
I've seen a lot of S.
You have seen a lot of S.
I forget that he's as young as he is sometimes.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have that youngness about him.
Correct.
And it's not an insult, Paulie.
It's not an insult to young people either.
No, it's. I'm just saying that, yeah, Paulie has a bit of wisdom for a person of his years.
He's sturdy. That's how I look at Paulie. Paulie's sturdy. You can count on him. You know, you can lean on him. You can vent to him.
We're all pretty sturdy.
We are pretty sturdy.
Yeah, we're pretty sturdy crew.
We are. Yeah. Like
maybe a little too sturdy.
Man, maybe a little too. Maybe we do need to cut loose a little bit more. Show your penis.
We all have our issues. But
yeah, we all have issues.
Yeah, ultimately, we can depend on each other.
Correct.
And I think that's why we've been able to get along for 7 years. And no one's constantly letting down one
of the others. Exactly, dude. Exactly.
If one of us was letting down the other two on a regular basis, it just wouldn't work in
this job.
Can't make it work.
It is a hard scene in this business if one person is constantly like...
Occasionally, someone is just so talented and funny that they can get away with being a flake.
Yep.
But, you know, in any line of work, the flake just finds their way out the door at some point.
Always.
No matter how good they are at their job, no one wants to constantly deal with a flake at work. It's just too much.
It's impossible. It's an impossible life. It really
is. Don't you
hate
it when your boss protects the flake?
Yes!
They're bringing in the business,
yes!
So the boss looks the other way, but it just impacts everybody else.
You know what's worse? When you get the grief that is meant for the flake, that's the worst part is, hey, watch your boy. Hey, take care of your boy. Bro, you hired him. It's your boy. By law, he's your boy. Playing middleman to a flake, bro, it's the hardest of the hard. You know, constantly juggling, keeping them out of trouble. Hey, can you make sure that blah, blah, blah. Then running down to the office. Hey, he said he was sorry. He won't do it again. I've done it. I did it twice. It's the worst effing way to live ever. And you do it to salvage what you have. And it's no way to live. And it's massively unfair to you. So, I would love to do that. I would love to help actual tier ones that needed advice on things. And I just think it'd be fun. I think it would be entertaining. I think it'd be good radio, and I think it would provide a service.
Okay.
So think about it.
We'll just have to have a time, and we'll
and a catchy name.
Set an appointment. Yeah, we definitely need a name. Everything in radio
needs a
catchy
name. 100%.
All right. We got a baseball game to talk about.
Woo!
We will set the menu, get you ready for a Thursday 5-hour program, including the roundtable. All coming up here after a check of traffic with Kelly Danick on a somewhat foggy, somewhat depends on where you are, I guess, morning here in San Diego. It's San Diego's number one sports station. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Let's start our advice segment, though, Woods.
Yeah, this is perfect.
By advising.
Hold on, let me stop.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, I'm 50 years old, and I have a family, and I haven't done a will yet. Am I an idiot?
You are an idiot, Woods, because all you needed to do was go to trustandwill.com. It's very simple.
Okay.
To set your affairs in order. Get it done. Get it off your plate. Get some peace of mind.
Okay. I know what a will is. Do I really need a trust?
You really do, Woods, because if you're trying to leave important assets to your family, like a house or, assets, 401ks, if you don't leave a trust, they could get stuck in probate court for months or even years with costly legal fees attached. And with a trust, simple to put together, you can avoid much of that hassle, much of that headache, and save your family potentially a lot of money.
Now, I know that this is trustandwill.com, but there's no discount code, is there?
It absolutely is a discount code. It's FAN, F-A-N, and you're going to get 20% off their already reasonable service prices, plus free shipping of your estate documents.
I would do it, but it probably takes all day.
It's so easy. Just answer a few questions online. You'll be done with the process simply by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Ben,
next
that was
caller.
Such good advice.
Such good advice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, Padres had a somewhat makeshift lineup, very makeshift lineup yesterday. But as Mike Schilt always says, what does he say, Woods? Winners find solutions.
No, you painted me as a doomer yesterday. And then after they won, I tweeted, winners find solutions. And then our beloved Scott Lewis from Voice of San Diego said respectfully, eat S. Was I dooming so hard yesterday? I thought I was just trying to be... kind of prudent. I felt prudent when I left yesterday. I didn't feel like I ripped the team or anything like that.
No, you weren't ripping the team. No. There was reason for pessimism yesterday with the injury news, the lineup
but I feel like you knew
they were going to have to put on the field.
That one didn't bother me as I really didn't, because everybody has, you'll find lineups like that been on a getaway day if everybody's healthy sometimes. And so,
used to be the Sunday lineup, you know, the Padres, they throw out the Sunday lineups, all the B-squatters, you knew the stars were probably going to get a rest.
Get a day off.
It was just the way it used to be.
Yesterday didn't bother me. I knew that Beto was going to be a good pitcher with a good arm, a lively arm. And so I thought to myself, maybe this is a game where there's a ton of runs scored. That was way off. Paulie, did you take the over yesterday?
I sure did.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
I'm guessing it didn't hit.
It did not hit.
2.5 was not the over-under for the game.
It was not even close. I felt like my dooming kicked in as it pertained to this coming weekend. That's where I'm dooming. I'll tell you, I was not dooming about the A's yesterday. I thought they could win that game. But I'm dooming hard about the Rockies just based on the last few years of just feeling like every... Two reasons. It's be my second game of the year when I go on Saturday with you guys, and it's against the Rockies. I feel like I see the Rockies play 15 times a year at Petco Park, and so I'm just kind of over the Rockies. Well, I'm over how much they beat us.
We will talk about it on the roundtable today with Tony and Chris and Scraby and you and me and Braden. Paulie's off this week from the roundtable.
You want to switch?
You
can have mine.
Let me me get back to you on that.
Right. Because we went through the numbers, and I understand where it's coming from. So, updated from yesterday, though, the Padres still with the best record in baseball.
Crazy.
Rockies still with the worst record in baseball, coming now off a 17-2 loss to the Brewers yesterday.
One has nothing to do with the other.
But I know how you're feeling, and we'll talk about it.
Hannah actually said this yesterday. She said, what did we score the night before last? Six runs?
Five
runs? She goes, no, we only scored two runs coming off of scoring six. And I go, babe, but one has nothing to do with the other. Like, baseball's like that. You can lose 20-1 on Sunday and come out Monday and hang 20 yourself. It's just a dumb sport.
Part of that, you're facing different pitchers every day.
That's
but
right.
It's also just the nature of baseball.
Just the nature of the game.
So, yeah, we'll talk about the game. Our wrap-up, winning edition of the Back to the Wins of our Padres wrap-up coming up in our next segment.
Real quick, everyone's pointing out, Charlie Blackmon is no longer a part of the Rockies.
He doesn't play. He's part of the organization.
Sure.
So that means the specter of Charlie Blackmon looms large.
He won't hit a home run.
He won't hit a home run
tomorrow.
When we doom about the Rockies and just the way they have owned us over the last however many years,
Nolan
Jones at a while. I mean, they find different guys somehow to beat the Padres over and over again.
It's terrifying.
You know, Herman Marquez is one of those guys who's going to pitch in the first game tomorrow that just seems to want to own the Padres when he takes the mound.
A.K.A. Jacob DeGrom in his prime.
They lost, by the way, 17-2.
He just said that. It doesn't.
So I am fully expecting them to just. They're scoring 10 runs tomorrow.
I mean, they have to play.
Whether or not the Padres score more.
And they don't have an off day. They're playing today and having to fly tonight to get to San Diego.
Everything you're saying is
in the Padres' favor.
It should make me feel better. It actually makes me feel worse.
Record of 2-9. Yep, time to get right.
Time to get right. 5-9 after the homestand or after the road trip. Yeah, I don't know. They put the fear of God into me, over any other team.
This is emotional, superstitious baseball. We're going to do the opposite today because it's Thursday and try some smart baseball with Eno Saris.
Yeah.
Said this yesterday about the pitchers who are off to slow starts, but their stuff is still really good. So guys that you would expect are going to turn it around really quickly, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about Dylan Cease and what went on with him. Eno's so good with pitching stuff as well, so he'll join us for a Smart Baseball Weekly segment coming up at 8:35 today. Talk about everything else that's going on with baseball. Do we have a Throwback Thursday segment here today, Paul?
Working on it. Trying to find something good.
We
did a little bit of it yesterday with Joe Musgrove.
That's true.
His anniversary of his no-hitter.
How many years was it? Four years? Four-year anniversary yesterday, which was really cool, and then we played the calls, and I got emotional when we heard Eduardo's call of the no-hitter. And then we talked to Dallas Braden, who I didn't get to ask him about his perfect game and how that changed his life.
I mean, we've asked him before.
I'm pretty sure I even have a clip of us asking him. I think we had him on right around when Joe threw the no-hitter 4 years ago, and we asked him that exact question.
But we will do our Throwback Thursday real or fake game with a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas and our other usual features like Don't Do This and the Rindle Report. But I want to talk about yesterday's game. I think it was an interesting one, to be sure. We will get to our wrap-up, the highlights with Jesse and Tony, and talk about it all coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
All right. Since it is an off day, though, if you're looking for something to do and not watching baseball later today, maybe take a short drive down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista, get off, and then stay on Bay Boulevard right there on the west side, and you will quickly find yourself pulling into 7 Mile Casino, Woods.
Yeah, and when you park, you'll walk right inside, and you will be, if you've never been before, I always like to tell you, you're going to walk in and go, those dudes were absolutely right. I am 100% pleasantly surprised at what I see and what I don't smell, which is cigarettes, cigars, all that blowing in your face. You're not going to hear slot machines. Just going to hear people having a good time playing card games.
I could use some advice. I'm a high-limit player.
Oh, it's a great place
Is it a good place for me?
Great place for you.
Outstanding. I like to eat. Is there a good food available?
Oh, the best. Sammy's. They got chopped salads. They've got the best Kung Pao chicken you will ever have.
What if I wanted just
to enjoy
this bit
all day, by the way? All right. We've already burned it up. Just go to 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, just go to 7 Mile Casino. Yeah, we don't need bits.
It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
It's easy. It's fun. We don't need bits. It's 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Padres do not have to play in Sacramento again for 2 years.
That's fantastic.
As long as baseball doesn't change the way they do scheduling.
Right.
But they will likely get another visit because it's going to take at least 3 years for the A's to build their new ballpark in Las Vegas. But they get out of there with a series win.
Yes.
Woods and a 3-3 road trip.
Yeah, at what cost getting out of there with a series win? I saw when Luis Arraez went down yesterday, I didn't originally see where the ball hit him. So it was like on the meaty part of the leg. And I was like, oh no. Because again, you see a guy hit the deck like that and you're like, great, here we go again. You know,
tough
so
when you're only strikeout
is on that.
It's on a ball and drill
1K all year, and it's on that turd. That pitch in on the thigh, and he just, this momentum happened to bring his bat through the zone.
We finally found a pitch that Luis Arraez cannot make contact with.
Yeah.
Well, he did make contact with it, just with
his leg. Yeah, with his leg. So I'm glad to be out of there. I'm sure the players are as well. Get back here where it's beautiful, where your ballpark is modern and big and full of fans and Padres fans screaming your name. Fine road trip, 500, great.
Not only will we get to the highlights, but we also have the injury update. If you didn't stick around after the game for the post-game show with Sammy yesterday, Mike Schilt did give an injury update on Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jake Cronenworth, and we'll have that for you all coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, lined into center field. Lockridge charging straight in, makes the catch on the run. Langeliers tagging, here's the throw to the plate. Maldonado's tag is in time, and a double play to end the inning. Told you, Langeliers likes to run, and runs well for a catcher. But Brandon Lockridge cuts him down. The A's will challenge it. It was certainly bang-bang at the plate.
After review, the call's overturned, the runner is safe.
Pitch here is kind of looped into shallow center field. Blade long run, dives forward, can't make the catch. Bogart's going to score to tie the game. They'll hold Manny at third base. And a bloop base hit for Oscar Gonzalez to make it 1-1 here in the third. Pitch on the way. Sheet swings, sends it in the air to right center field. That should get the job done. Blade about 10 feet in front of the track makes the catch, sends it back towards the infield. No shot to get Xander, who tags and scores. Gavin Sheets, a sack fly. And the Padres lead for the first time today. It's 2-1. If Urias runs on 3-2, he does not. And the pitch is bounced up the middle, way to his right. Iglesias has it near second. Steps on the bag in time. Throw to first in time. What a double play turned by Jose Iglesias. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Got him to chase the slider. And the second strikeout of the inning for Jason Adam will bring the eighth to a close. Left-hand hitting J.J. Blade swings at the first pitch, pops it into shallow center. Lockridge racing in, on the move, gets there to make the catch, and the ball game is over. Padres a 2-1 win over the Athletics as they take 2 out of 3 here in Sacramento. And Robert Suarez becomes the first Padre ever to begin his year with 6 hitless outings.
You know, Crony, we still feel like cramp, you know, still getting some of that out of there, that inflammation fluid a little bit out of there. We do expect him, but we'll hold our feet to the fire with him being in there on Friday. Toddy had a good night, good day today. You know, could have been available in a pinch. you know, clearly stayed away from. So he's optimistic. We're optimistic as well.
For Friday, just to be clear.
We're optimistic for Friday, but again, you know, we got some time between now and then to evaluate it, so we reserve our right. But they're both tracking in a good place.
Yeah, well, that's good news from the skipper, Mike Schilt, that not only is Fernando Tatis feeling better, but he could have played yesterday in a pinch in an emergency, didn't need him. So they gave him that extra day of rest. He'll be off tomorrow. And then the expectation, don't hold his feet to the fire. Managers don't like to go, well, you said he was going to play on Wednesday. You said he was going to play on Friday. Now he's not there. What happened?
That's correct.
Yep.
But the odds are, it looks like Tatis and Cronenworth will be back in the lineup.
You might think I'm nuts.
No, I don't. No, really. You're the boss, man. What you say goes.
So that was good news after the game. And while the final score of 2-1 was exactly what I was expecting, you know, the game to be like, if the Padres were going to win, I said, hey, they're going to need Randy Vasquez to throw a good start. He did. One hit, five innings, one run. And they're going to need to scratch off, you know, a couple of runs, scratch across. They actually dominated the game more than the final score indicates. They out-hit the A's 12-2 in the game yesterday. Padres did not convert, really, all road trip with runners in scoring position. Was not their strength, but enough to win three games and finish with a 3-3 record. And most teams will be pretty happy if you go on the road, play 500 ball on the road, winning record at the home is a... That's a formula to get to the postseason in baseball.
No question, man. And you don't want the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position to become a trend. It's not a good trend. It's not a trend that can last, and it doesn't breed success, right? I love that they're getting guys on. I love that they're getting guys over. Getting guys in is the hard part, you know, is what we talked about yesterday, actually off the air for a while, too. The value of being able to drive in runs. You're going to have those stretches where you win these close ball games when you lose. Had they lost yesterday, Ben, 2-1, the very first thing we would have said in here was, you got to find a way to get those runners in. You have to. You cannot go 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position or whatever it was. You can't leave 11 men on base in yesterday's game. It's the first thing that you look to. Vasquez pitched his ass off, man. You got to come through for that guy. And that would have been the first thing we pointed to. But you got enough to get it done. And again, all the credit in the world goes to the bullpen and the way that Mike Schilt is deploying his bullpen. Jason Adam, by the way, is an absolute freak. So is Robert Suarez, by the way. Hasn't given up a hit yet all season. But
we were also worried about him in spring training.
And I was thinking back to it because I saw a guy tweet. Yes, you didn't tweet at us, but it was a common theme. Craig talked about it. We talked about it. Look, all we had heard was these guys are on it's a salary crunch right now. It's going to be a numbers crunch for this team. Who is somebody that you could feasibly move that wouldn't absolutely kill your team, that could get you something back and you could dump some salary? It's Robert Suarez. I don't remember anybody saying, this dude's washed, we got to get rid of him now.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was always like, we have to move somebody, I'd rather it be him than Dylan or Michael.
It was Cease, King, Arise, and Suarez.
And it was pick one.
Pick one that doesn't necessarily mean you are throwing in the towel on 2025
correct.
And restocking for 2026.
Because
it is, and I stand by that.
I do too. And because
I don't want them to move him.
What you could do. What you could have done if you traded Suarez, and God knows what you would have gotten back for him, you would have saved some money for sure, which was kind of the whole point. But Jason Adam, you look at what he's been able to do this year, Ben. The guy has given up. Opposing batters have put one ball, one slider in play. In play, not even for a knock. They put it in play. His XWOBA, his expected weighted on-base average on the slider is zero. 0.0.
Why doesn't he just throw the slider every pitch?
His changeup yesterday was bananas. Absolutely bananas.
Zero.
He has been lights out. And you compliment him with Jeremiah Estrada and Robert Suarez. They have combined, Ben, to throw 20 2/3 innings. The amount of hits they've allowed between the three of them in 20 2/3 innings, four hits. That is dominant.
So with Suarez, Adam, and
Estrada.
And dominant. Morejon, or just those
just
three?
Just those three. Okay. The big three.
But throw in Morejon as well. He's only given up one run all season. He's been terrific. That's been the four-inning combination. And that was Mike Schilt's strategy yesterday when he lifted Randy Vasquez after one hit and just 61 pitches after five innings. It's not something you normally would see a skipper do. Randy Vasquez could have thrown another inning, maybe two more innings, gotten deeper into the game. But with an off day today, Schilt looked at where they were in the lineup and goes, I think my best path to victory is Morejon, Estrada, Adam, Suarez for the final four. And it was. He was absolutely
right. We did
that
a lot last year, too. Now, we're missing Scott from the ASS acronym at the back end.
We got ACE now. We have...
We got to figure something out. I was thinking about it yesterday.
Let's see.
It was Morejon.
It's Mies right now.
Estrada, Adam, Scott.
It's right. You can go ACE.
Same.
A-S-E.
Same. Suarez, Adam, Morejon and Estrada.
Same.
That's what it is. Same with your bullpen. Yeah. The last four innings.
Point being,
we don't have to do it for every.
That strategy was used a ton last year. Even when a guy was cruising and you got through six innings, you're like, all right, give it to ass, and this game is over.
Seam, like the seams on a baseball.
Seam.
Good one, Carlos.
I like that.
Very nice. He pulled Vasquez early. That's always a risky thing for a manager to do. Pull a starting pitcher who's effective in favor of your bullpen, but so confident in that bullpen right now, and that confidence is not being misplaced by Mike Schilt. And by the way, we were right in our analysis in spring that the Padres' bullpen was deep enough they probably could have absorbed a trade for Robert Suarez if they got something for him, but... You know, now it's just deeper with him as opposed to not having him. And it has definitely won them some games early in this season in this 10-3 start. On the offense, even though the Padres didn't hit with runners in scoring position, I thought by far the biggest at-bat of the whole game belonged to Gavin Sheets, who didn't look good his first couple times at the plate, didn't get a hit, but ended up after an 8-pitch at-bat getting that negative war value sacrifice fly that won the game for
terrible
the San Diego
play.
Padres.
Absolutely terrible play, according to analytics.
Yeah, no chance that's a bad play in that game yesterday.
Correct.
In a low-scoring game, you need to get that runner in from third, and Gavin Sheets did a heck of a job against Beto in the long at-bat, staying alive, getting a ball to the outfield that was deep enough to score the run. Really good baseball, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's good baseball. Whatever they value it metrically, and we were talking about it yesterday, that sac flies are actually a negative war value because you're making an out, even though it's an RBI. That was a positive, positive play for the Padres yesterday.
Big, 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 big shout out to Xander Bogaerts for a really, really nice game yesterday.
Nice week.
Nice week. He's playing very well. Very well. Give credit where credit is due to Xander Bogaerts. And I thought the Oscar Gonzalez, absolute barrel, 110.9 miles an hour off the bat. The hardest hit ball of the day belonged to him, drove in a run. I mean, you look at that and you're like, that's what this guy did all spring training. That's what he did at AAA. That's a guy I want on my roster, a guy with the ability to barrel the baseball like that. And great, great win. I mean, such, you know, he always says grit squad, grit squad, grit squad. I mean, if there's a game that encapsulates the grit squad, that's yesterday's game. 2-1, man. 2-1.
Jose Iglesias' good defense.
Yeah, what a play. The double play was so sexy.
Limited use, heard that highlight in the wrap-up. Just a really nice play that helped. Randy Vasquez had a couple of DPs. Very easy work in that game yesterday. And, yeah, everyone contributed. I know Lockridge didn't throw the guy out at the plate, but it was a good throw.
Yep.
That home plate rule of having to avoid blocking home plate really makes it hard on catchers to tag the guy. I saw Maldonado taking some criticism like, oh, you're waiting for the ball to cross home plate and tag you. Well, either way you go, if you stand way out in front of home plate, the runner is simply going to slide to the backside of home plate and he's going to be too far away to reach. Or if you clear out home plate from behind, he's going to slide to the front and it's going to be too far away to reach him and tag him. Unless the throw beats the guy now by like three steps, it's really hard to tag a runner out at home plate now with the new plate blocking rules in Major League Baseball.
It's very difficult. And by the way, you can do it the right way we've asked Schilt so many times, how do you actually do it? He's like, I don't know. Nobody does. They change their mind from game to game, you know? So, Yeah, great throw though. You're right, and you everyone did the right thing there. Just the wrong result. Very encouraged, man. Very encouraged. Still a really fun team to watch. I know they left a lot of guys on, but there was a lot of action in the game. The defense, the play by Iglesias was just outstanding. Who was the corresponding move for Oscar?
So they DFA Tom Cosgrove.
When Toddy and Crony come back, everyone can stay as is.
Right. They're not on the
IL.
They just didn't play yesterday. Mike Schmidt had a two-man bench yesterday.
It was Maldonado.
Diaz was on the bench, and he had who was the other guy that he had available on the bench yesterday?
It was Merrill. Merrill to the IL was
what brought Gonzalez up. When he got to the 40-man, they had to DFA Tom Cosgrove
right.
Last week, though, to put him on the 40-man.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like Oscar to stay. I think he can be a valuable piece.
So I agree.
Even when Merrill comes back,
which means
somebody's got to go.
Jason Hayward or someone's going to have to go.
Who was on the bench yesterday? Because I got the text from a buddy that said, "Why aren't we pinch running for Maldonado here?" And I said, "I don't think he has anybody on the bench other than Diaz, and that would be the two Spider-Man guys pointing at each other."
Tatis maybe could have pinch run, but you don't want him to have to slide and potentially jam that shoulder up.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's the last person
who the
on the bench.
Yuli.
You pinch it. Yeah, Yuli.
You don't pinch run. That's what they were saying. Why not pinch run? Yuli. Again, Spider-Man meme.
All right, Padres first team to 10 wins in Major League Baseball with that victory yesterday. We'll have more thoughts on yesterday's game, the rest of Major League Baseball. Don't do this. All coming up in hour number two of Ben and Woods. Next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.